Hello friends, welcome to Stock Pathshala. In this podcast, you will know about Wisdom Capital. It is one of the discount brokers in India and it comes from the house of Aster Securities. The major value proposition this stockbroker has to offer is its leverage across the trading segments, especially intraday trading. Of course, being a discount broker, it provides low brokerage trading as well, but leverage is a definite bigger differentiator. We'll come to that. But first of all, let's talk about its background. Wisdom Capital was incorporated back in the year 2013 and currently it has memberships with NSE, BSE, MCX, MCXSX and USE. You can trade across equity, futures, options, currency, commodity and depository services. As per the latest numbers, this discount broker has an active client base of around 6,888. Although Wisdom Capital is a discount broker, it has an offline presence through the Aster Securities network. There are multiple brokerage plans at monthly, trade level, yearly and lifetime level. But first of all, we'll talk about the technology part. Wisdom Capital has almost no focus whatsoever when it comes to developing and maintaining their in-house trading apps. They rely completely 100% as far as the softwares are concerned on different stock exchanges apps. Therefore, in a way, they're shying away from taking a major responsibility a stockbroker should be taking. Now, first of the trading apps it has is Nest Trader. Wisdom Capital employs Nest, which is a trading app licensed through NSE, and that can be downloaded and installed on that user's laptop or desktop. This trading terminal connects to a highly robust server that takes minimal time in fetching latest data along with the trading provision. It comes loaded with the following features, such as interactive charting, market watch, alerts and notifications, hourly statistics, heat maps. Nest is definitely known to be one of the most mature trading apps with an exhaustive number of features, multiple setups for your technical or fundamental analysis. The UX of the application, however, can be improved. So if you're a beginner level trader, honestly, would not recommend you to this particular application because it's kind of exhaustive and it can be overwhelming for a beginner trader. But if you've been there, if you used some applications, then you would not really face much of a difficulty. Then it is a third party application. It's not developed or maintained by Wisdom Capital. So that one thing that you have to take care of. Then there is BSE Bolt. It's a BSE trading application. And it's been there for a while. It is updated regularly in terms of usability, number of features and functionality. Talking about functionality, some of the features are live reports with information on gainers and losers, advances or declines, bulk deals, block deals, margin trading, surveillance on market trends. All of that is available. And then there is NSE Now. This is another trading application from NSE, except the fact that this is a web trading application and it is certainly responsive in nature. There is no need to download or install anything. You just need to go to the browser through your mobile phone, through your desktop or laptop, and you can basically use this app. Then there is a mobile app as well. Again, this is NSE mobile app. This discount broker provides a customized version of it. Number of features are good, but the problem is it's not really exhaustive in terms of the variety of features it can have, the UI. So number of features is one thing, the variety. So the depth part is kind of missing there. Different types of orders are allowed. So UI and the overall design can be improved. It's kind of basic in nature. Then customer support. It gives you toll-free number, phone, email, web form, chatting facility is there. The number of communication channels is wide, but communication quality is pretty ordinary. The discount broker can certainly work in specific service areas like turnaround time, quality of messaging, skill set of executives, holding time. So these are the concerns. So in case you're stuck with your trade, you want to get out or do something about it, and you're calling the customer support, there's a lot of holding time there. So certainly discount broker like Wisdom Capital needs to work on that particular aspect. And that's probably the reason it has a high amount of complaint rate as well, which is currently standing at 0.21%. To give you a perspective, brokers like Zerodha has 0.02, Axis Direct 0.01, and there are other brokers who fall in a similar range. This one has 0.21, so it's really very high in terms of the complaint percentage it gets from its existing client base. Then money part, so account opening is free for trading and demat. For trading account, AMC is also free, but if you pay 1,000 rupees, then your demat account AMC is also made free by the broker. Then there are multiple brokerage plans. So you need to pay 9 rupees per executed trade across segments. You can pick commodity futures, you can pick equity intraday, whatever. You've got to pay 9 rupees, or you can pay a monthly fees of 999 rupees and you place multiple trades. There is no cap on that. Or you pay a lifetime charge of around 10,000 rupees and you are done. You don't need to pay anything as long as you are staying with this stock broker. Then of course there are other sort of plans as well, but you gotta figure out which particular plan that you wanna pick. Call and trade is 20 rupees per executed order, or you can pay 500 rupees for unlimited trades as well. So they have figured out that. Then there's a lifetime freedom plan, then where you need to pay 1947 rupees and your trading goes for free in your equity segment more or less. So again, you gotta find out what kind of trader you are, investor you are. If you're doing like for regular basis, then you may want to go for a lifetime plan. If you're just looking for investments every now and then paying 9 rupees is not that high. Then for coming out of charges, there is margin. And at the very start, very onset of this podcast, we talked about this, that Wisdom Capital is known for this particular area. So for intraday, it can go from 5 times to 40 times. That's pretty high, honestly. For the margin, it can be risky. So you are advised to make sure you understand how to use margin trading and only then use it. Otherwise, it can backfire as well. In futures, it can go up to 20 times. In other segments, around 15 to 20 times is what you'll get in terms of exposure. So make sure that you use it. They give it pretty high and dry, but using it or not is your call. Now let's talk about some of the problems here. So Wisdom Capital does not allow clients to trade in few financial products like mutual funds, NCDs or IPOs directly. Trading applications, they need to work something on their own. So in case the customer is stuck with it, all they will do is they'll bypass, they'll basically pass on the problem to the third party there and they'll be sitting in the middle. However, there are brokers who take responsibility and create their own trading apps, develop their own products, and then they work on the problems the user may have. Customer support is below average. Limited trading and investment products is also a concern. Good part is that brokerage charges are low. They have a flexibility in terms of the plans they have. There is no minimum brokerage applied. Account opening is free. Margin is pretty high. So it really depends on the expectations you have from your stock broker. You want low brokerage, high margin? This broker is for you. You want decent trading applications? Maybe not. Maybe yes. Again, it really depends if you're happy with NSE now or if you're happy with Nest. Then probably you can go with this stock broker. So you gotta figure out what you want. In case you want to open an account, you just can certainly look at the link that we provided in the podcast. We'll probably guide you on how to go ahead with this. In case you want to do this on your own, you can do that as well. So this is pretty much it that we wanted in this podcast for you. We gave a detailed review of Wisdom Capital for you, and we'll try to sort of cover multiple areas. Hopefully this was helpful for you. We'll see you in the next podcast soon. Thank you so much for listening to this one. Bye-bye.